Sitting in the audience at a theatre, you can feel anonymous and shrouded in darkness, separated from the action. That's kind of part of the magical and spectacle to an extent too. But all the world's a stage. Imagine if the tables were turned and the spotlight was on you. You were part of the ensemble. That's the approach of Milk Crate Theatre. And they've got social change and challenging stigma well in their sights. Life Matters producer Siobhan Hunt went along to meet the players.
Correct! And for the final decider, first in on the buzzer with the correct spelling. Who can spell fruitcake? As in, this chick's talking to herself. What a fruitcake!
The actors from Milk Crate Theatre are in the middle of rehearsals for their next performance, Full Circle. But this theatre group isn't made up of your run-of-the-mill actors. They interpret the play with their own special insight. Many have experienced mental illness and homelessness, two of the themes explored through the central character of the play, a young woman called Ruth. Amelia, not her real name, is part of the ensemble.
I was working full-time in retail. I was also working as an independent theatre director in Melbourne, and I was in a relationship that was quite toxic. I started to get really sick again with depression and with post-traumatic stress disorder. I had an episode and I ended up leaving my job because my partner pressured me to resign. I was working part-time. And then we broke up and I had nowhere to go. And then I moved to Sydney, and then I started to get better again. And I was over here working and studying, and then I got sick again. So I had to move, and I moved into a share house. They asked me to leave. It was a couple of weeks before Christmas. I'm trying to remember what I did, and I was just so unwell. I was so all over the shop. Yeah, I was sort of bouncing around on sofas. I was re-diagnosed with bipolar. And apparently what was happening is antidepressants push you into mania if you have bipolar 2. And so I was undiagnosed with that all those years. So I'd get onto medication, I'd get stable, I'd not be depressed, and then I'd go crazy into mania. Yeah, so getting the right medication was amazing. Because I just wasn't able to get my life together until, yeah, so things are a lot better now. But, yeah, it's been a bit of a rocky journey the last few years.
It's these real experiences that Milk Crate's artistic director and CEO, Marie Freeman, taps into when working on scripts and developing plays with the ensemble cast.
I think the work that Milk Crate makes is quite provocative. It's born from the lived experiences of people who are working on the projects. So for example, with this particular project, I've worked with two writers who have helped me to form and shape the story of Full Circle. I think the provocative nature of it is kind of trying to unearth some of the unresolved or the untalked about issues in society, particularly relating to homelessness, and trying to, I guess, prompt our audiences to really unravel and examine and brainstorm and look for ways through or ways forward within some of those scenarios.
And for a moment they're silent. And I see myself, a little kid looking at the stars. A child with nobody to talk to. A teenager who's trying to fit in. A woman who's trying to turn up to Centrelink on time. A person terrified. A person who needs to...
Run!
I'm in the hallway. I'm going to get to Bryce's place. Bryce will help me. He brought me my mail. Bryce! Bryce!
Ruth!
Bryce!
Ruth! It's very late.
Oh, is Bryce here?
Sorry?
He's Bryce here. There's a man.
So if we're talking about it practically, how this works on the stage, is there audience interaction? Can you explain what the experience is like? And also, is it quite confronting for the audience?
The way it works practically is that we will perform a 40-minute play, and then we go into a forum theatre style of audience engagement. So we have a character in the play who's called a joker, who acts as a bit of an MC, and they, at the end of the play, talk to the audience and go back to a few key moments in the play to look at where things could be different and try to involve the audience action-based, so the audience get up out of their seat, they come onto the stage, they role-play things, they explore things to see where there's opportunities for the characters to change. And in this case, it's looking at the characters around Ruth. What could they have done differently to support her better or to find ways to help her through something, or even just to sort of unpack some of the complexities around the thing that they experienced, which is her first experience of psychosis and the incidents that sort of happen around that within the community.
And have you had much feedback of past productions that have used these sorts of techniques from the audience?
Yeah, we have. People do say it can be a bit confronting. It can open their eyes, I guess, to lots of different people's ideas about how to work to find a solution to a problem. So one of the things that we do is that we're asking people to put forward, well, what would you do? And so within that audience space, every show is very different, every show is very unique, and we get lots of different perspectives on how people could work through something. So sometimes audience feedback is, wow, I wouldn't have thought of that. It was really interesting to hear the different ideas that were out in the audience. We often get people saying to us, it was great to get out of my seat and to feel what it was like to be in that scenario within a safe space. And sometimes people say, you know what, I think I might want to be an actor. I've just been on stage. That was really fun. Can I come to a Milk Crate Theatre workshop? Of which we always say, yes, definitely.
For Amelia, the transformative potential of this kind of theatre is what attracted her to Milk Crate.
I've always been interested in theatre as an agent for change and also just to show society this is reality. This is what we're like. So for me, coming to Milk Crate, there was two things. It's been a really long time since I've done any theatre stuff because my life fell apart and I haven't been able to, and it's my deepest passion. My lifelong, you know, companion has been theatre stuff. So I was able to come back into a safe place and feel supported. And honestly, part of it was because part of it's some paid work. And who's going to turn down paid work to do something you love?
Being paid is the basis of Milk Crate's new social enterprise that launched this year. The Milky Way is a project that aims to find employment opportunities for the actors at Milk Crate through workshops and live performances.
For me, I mean, it's so hard for any artist to actually, you know, get paid work. So, I mean, it's just, you know, I can count on one hand the amount of times that I've been paid or made money, you know, because that's how you start your career. So it's just, it's amazing. I mean, what they're paying me, the whole process isn't paid, but what they're paying me is more than what I would get in a fortnight from Centrelink just for a couple of days, and it's more than what I earn in my 10 hours a week of nanny work at the moment. It's double that. So, like, yeah, that's huge.
Milk Crate is not only a place where you can earn a living doing what you love. For Amelia, it's also a chance to build self-confidence and pride.
I just think it's amazing that, you know, Milk Crate gives all sorts of people an opportunity to come and, you know, benefit from, you know, from theatre and drama. Like when I first studying my degree, I actually started at Flinders University. I wanted to do creative arts therapy because I'd actually, like, it actually really makes a real impact on people's ability to have confidence in themselves and to interact with other people and to just start thinking, you know, you start thinking about ideas and ways of looking at things from a different perspective, and that's so valuable. I mean, my first experience of seeing that happen was my little sister, who was painfully shy growing up, and so she came along to do drama classes because she always did everything I did. And my mum had to physically pull her into the room. And, you know, and she grew up, and as she grew up, we saw her, you know, being able to be confident and well-spoken and poised and, you know, and even though inside, and she tells me inside she still feels like that, she's able to actually overcome that. And I think that's the type of thing that Milk Crate does for people. You know, I know I've spoken to other people in the ensemble who, you know, they've had nothing else in their life, you know, and it's a safe place and to come and to be yourself and have a voice.
Amelia there, an actor with the Milk Crate Theatre, speaking with Life Matters' very own Siobhan Hunt. The guitar music, by the way, you heard was composed and played by Owen Gill. And it reminds me a little bit of playback theatre. I don't know whether you've been involved in that. Impro theatre that is based around people in the audience giving their real life stories and then the performers improvising a scenario. And it's there's a real therapeutic thread through playback theatre. If you'd like to see Full Circle, it's on the 28th and the 29th of August in the city of Sydney. And let's hope they actually get to two of these things right across the nation. There'll be links to the website on the Life Matters webpage for all the details if you or people you know who live in Sydney would like to get along. Going to take some of your feedback coming up next here on Life Matters.